hey, look, it's a TOD episode. That's fun. Where were we? Oh, right. We were in the floating castle, and the party just got done talking to Blag the Kiss, the frost giant? Cloud giant? Some sort of mean giant. He's a wizard. Anyway, party made him realize that he's in deep shit if the dragon army gets its way. So, let's hope this helps. Let's roll!
What they all want is big black penises. By the way, the last session was a complete shit show.
The last, like, two or three TOD sessions.
But it was hilarious, so...
It's all Dixie's fault.
Yeah. The last three episodes I listened to, I full-on belted laugh at least four or five times.
Any callbacks? I don't remember what happened in this. It's been not long.
One time.
Not too long.
No.
We punched Cliff in the dick, so that made Big Bean laugh.
Oh, that's
that did fun. Make me laugh a lot.
That'd be the best.
I think I blocked that out.
You blacked out too.
There was too many. I couldn't even think of one.
Why is this your one status blurred? How does that even make? Oh, for the mirror image.
Mirror.
Yeah.
Then no. Why didn't it say mirror image?
I don't know, because it's probably too long.
No, it's not. Mirror image is different. Mirror image means you put up multiple. There's a blur spell that you actually look blurred.
Oh.
Is there?
Man, you know everything there is to know about
D&D. Everything.
That's amazing. When you started, you didn't know anything.
I still don't.
I know. You don't even own the player's handbook yet.
Yes, I do.
Oh, you do?
This is it.
Did you read it?
Is this it?
I saw this shirt, and I meant to send it to you guys, and I forgot, and then I couldn't find it again. And it was like a bunch of dragons sitting around a table playing D&D, and it was like humans in houses.
I've seen that one, yeah.
I was thinking, speaking of shirts, that it would be cool to put all of our different campaigns on shirts and put them up on Redbubble. I'd buy them.
I'd buy
it. That's the only thing we do it for, anyway.
For us. For us to buy shirts. Ones buying them. No, that's not true.
There's a guy in Austria.
There's people all over the world. We got a couple people in Australia wearing our shirts.
The I Am Drizzt Sun.
Yes, there's an I Am Drizzt Sun.
Dixie's here.
Floating around somewhere.
Yeah, second level illusion, blur.
Nice.
Well, I still think
your
my
fucking
favorite
face, Bruce.
My favorite shirt that got bought that had no right to get bought was the Luberman Child Secret Stock shirt. There's fucking, like, why would you buy that shirt?
There is no it's so stupid looking because
it's like sketched in like a, oh my god. That killed me when I saw it. I was like, who bought that shirt?
When you mentioned like it, at least a full 2 years into that campaign, that we've been saying Wizards of Winery.
That was the best. That was the best. I'm like, you do real, because like I did the research. I was like, I'll do the logo for it.
Like, let me just... Also, Wizards of Winery doesn't even make sense.
It's like phonetically wrong. You're like this.
We're anyway, collectively we're retarded.
Wizards of Winery.
Yeah, for 2 years, Wizards of Winery. It's like two thoughts just like crunched together. You guys were like AI.
You know, Wizards of Winery.
Wizards of Winery. Yeah, because I looked at them, I'm like, wait a second.
Wait, why would they name a winery?
The best was I told you guys.
It's Wizards of Winery, Winery.
Hey!
You're not going to be able to get through there.
No, it's okay.
That's okay, I got to go to the fridge first.
I just told somebody about the Luber Manchild.
That's what I mean.
Exactly. I don't understand.
Whatever you need, I can tell.
They're like, I don't understand.
No, you're going to ruin the cords.
Oh, you know what? My brother got me a shirt.
Yes.
She's going to the fridge.
Here you go.
To get behind the thing, right?
Oh,
my brother got me a shirt where it's a nat one roll.
I know it's low rent to bring an open six pack.
No, it's not.
I had to hit a couple.
We're
of
low rent. We're low rent.
That's fair. We're low rent.
It was
people.
Ugly.
If I were to bring beer, it'd be a mishmash of different cans. Yeah,
whatever you have left in your fridge.
Yeah. But it's the nat one with the I guess I'll die meme, right?
Yeah.
So I was wearing that in this. Woman who's friends with my wife is like, what does that mean? And I was like, it's like, a D&D thing.
Like,
it's a nat one.
I don't
want
to explain it to
you. It means that you just lose whatever it was you lose. She's like, you lose what? And I was like, all right, I have a story about this guy who's going to sign a cask of wine.
It was the best.
And he rolled a one.
his inability to survive was just the best.
Oh, yes.
Particularly because he was like a guy that
was tried really hard.
Yes, yes. He was like, I gotta maximize my stats, and he would die. He died more than anybody Jack in any of our campaigns. Yeah. Oh, it was the best.
He was the Spinal Tap drummer.
Maybe that's why he tried so hard to survive, because he knew he couldn't.
He's like, I have no
right. And be like, like if you went on an adventure, you'd be trying super hard.
It's true, because you know you're
like, if I get into any danger, I'm dead. I'm dead.
That is what happens.
No matter what happens, I'm dead. He died so much.
He even died in a storyline beat. We just had like my character stab him in the face a bunch of times when he was sleeping.
Well, the funny part of that was he wanted character to die.
Yeah, because he hated the Dragonborn.
Yeah.
The next character died immediately.
That was the best.
He did die. He like put so much thought into
was
that
the one that got struck by lightning or something by the tree? Yeah, that was
no, that was the first one. That was the first character that died.
That was funny too. It was like we're like, all right, we got to go up to this tree and fight it, and it was like, you're dead.
And then we ran away.
We dimension door
the whole thing with the problem with that, it was everyone was evil.
Oh yeah.
So they didn't give a shit about.
Yeah, nobody was helping.
No
anybody.
One was helping anyone. So especially Jack Poison.
I don't give a fuck. I'm out.
he was the new guy, and they're like, he's like, I'm gonna do, yeah, they're like, whatever, man.
Is this Kosh? Was it?
Was that Kosh?
I don't remember.
No, Kosh was his last guy that actually lived.
The Luberman child thing was the fucking funniest thing.
Yes.
Let's see if I can find it.
Of all the Nat ones to roll,
she needs a plug pop.
I was listening to the last one of the podcasts where Vanta went under the couch, and I couldn't find her.
Yes.
And you hear the struggle, and then you guys are like, "Look over, you know, go back further." And I'm like, "The couch stops here." The couch stops here.
All right, I think I'm gonna have to
golden
around here.
Golden.
That's classic. You should go back and listen to some of the earlier ones before you joined.
Because they are
crazy.
Yes.
Especially early Autobahn, who did not understand that you can't do things. Like,
well, that was the Candlemouth Adventure thing.
Candlemouth Adventures was
You were just hoarding candles and putting them in anybody's mouths that you killed. That was your thing.
That sounds like an ISIS guy.
It was nice.
I'm not doing that. I don't know why.
Because I got tired of tracking candles.
That's true.
Thank you.
You had so many candles.
We would talk to somebody, and they'd be like, well, thanks for your help. I'd be like, you have any candles?
Yeah, every single time. He was murdering that hooker for no reason, because she was racist.
She deserved it.
She wasn't racist.
She
was literally like, what do you mean she wasn't racist? Because if someone sees you...
Yeah. It was society that was racist.
She was living by the rules.
She's trying to survive, man, and then she didn't, because you killed her.
No, the healer, right?
Yeah, we had to pay.
Oh, that's right.
And you paid for it.
I paid for it.
Glenn was like, we can't do that.
Yeah. There was also the time that Autobahn stole from an orphan child because he didn't like that he was getting money.
Yeah, that was the worst. I felt actually bad about that.
Well, at least you weren't showing your resolve.
That was
one of my favorite moments.
That was probably my favorite.
Because the logic he thought was real sound. It's like, well, if I show my resolve by murdering these children...
he was literally like, I'm gonna kill that kid to show my resolve, and it's like,
your resolve? What are you talking about?
He's like, you know, to show that I'm really serious.
To show that I'm serious. Yeah, you kill kids to show you're serious.
Like that, when he walked, he like opened the door, and there were like a bunch of these like mutant things, and they're all like happy, like, hey, how's it going? He's like, I kill them all because they shouldn't be. And then, like, he goes to the next one, and there's, like, more mutant things, and they're like, kill us, please, we shouldn't be, and he's just like, close the door. Like, what the hell? I don't understand.
He's like, this is right.
Yeah, it was like, oh my god.
All is right.
You're playing God.
Yeah, that's kind of what Clarex did, to be fair.
Yeah, he was...
Was that when he was a...
Super Paladin.
Super Paladin, yeah.
Paladins are dicks.
Yeah, that is fair.
Okay, let's get rolling here.
Oh, I get it.
Rolling.
Oh, yeah,
that was good.
That was stupid.
No, you did. You did it on purpose. It's branding.
So when we last left, you guys were in the floating castle. You had
Eureka's Castle.
Oh, I remember that show. What the fuck is that? It's like a little Eureka's puppet Castle, show back in the day on Nickelodeon. Yeah. Nick Jr., I believe.
Yeah, you probably missed that by a little bit. Yeah, that's a shame.
Pretty old.
Yeah. Well, you're 60 now, right?
God. Right, but that came out like...
It hurts. Only 9 years.
Left?
Left. God willing. Look, me and Dixie are the same age, so you're insulting me, you're insulting her.
I don't give a shit.
Well, you gotta move your microphone closer so we can hear that you don't give a shit.
There we go.
Put it in your face. I don't like that.
Blagthicus. You guys remember
Blagthicus? Oh, yes.
Yeah, Blagthicus. Yeah.
Very problematic name. Not
for this group.
Good thing we're not actively drinking.
I believe the nom de plume that Weeblo gave him was Blag the Fag.
I believe that was it, yeah. That does sound right.
So, you made him realize that when the Dragon Army brings Tiamat back, they're not going to need him anymore. And he is in a precarious situation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They don't need you.
You're in a precarious situation.
When we last left, you were leaving Blagthicus to go back to your rooms to rest for the night. And that's where we're going to pick it up.
And we were planning on... He wanted us to check out the treasury room?
He wanted you to check out the treasury room one, and he wanted you to be his eyes and ears in the dragon army while he isn't there.
Mm-hmm.
That was his. He wants you to kind of spy on people.
And then he was going to see if the vampire lady was going
to
bite one of his people.
He tried to be subtle about it. I was like, "You want us to spy?" He's like, "Please stop.
Please, you're very loud. You're very loud." Yes, he wanted. He was going to see if one of the stone giants could turn into a vampire, which I think is
a that seems like a bad idea.
It doesn't seem like a bad idea. But he's very. He's like a wizard, so he wants to try things. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah.
So we're going to see how that plays out.
I don't love it.
You know how scary vampires are? Yeah. Imagine they're three times bigger.
And stronger.
And had no intelligence.
And were really dumb. Just like...
Neat!
think of the horrible mutants from I Am Legend. Just make them
Oh, so like bad bigger. CG?
Yeah.
Oh, bad CG. Come on. People tried.
Wow, that's...
Did they?
Somebody did.
It got...
That Chris one Rock guy slapped. In Vancouver.
You know the
one, I'm overworked.
Did you ever see the Asian remake of that? I'm Reggie.
Jesus Christ.
I thought there'd be more to it, so I didn't say it, but I knew that's where it was going.
I am Reggie.
There you go.
Jesus.
I am Reggie.
Theater of the mind, everyone. He did the eyes.
He did the eyes. It was very racist.
I did that to my daughter. We got Chinese food one day. God. And as we were leaving, I was like, because the guy was grumpy.
Uh-huh.
And I forget exactly, but
which guy you're talking about. It was a bonbon.
Right? Bonbon, yeah. Anywhere USA. And I did the eyes, and my daughter was like, "You can't do that." I used to do it all the time.
I can do it, and I just did.
Don't do it around your mother.
Yeah, don't tell her I did it.
It was, I don't even remember where we are now.
You just gave us a thing, so we're laying down.
Oh, okay. So, there's a knock on your door, Glenn.
Hello!
Blagdicus, you come.
Gross.
I can't come.
He's not allowed. He's forbidden.
It's a big stone giant.
Like, okay.
And he's just talking to you. Blagdicus want you see him.
Okay. What's your name?
Bob.
Hi, Bob. Would you like some literature?
Can Bob read?
No, read.
Anyway. It's mostly pictures.
To be fair.
It's the pictures he draws,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's me. It's him and Helm hugging.
It's like besties on top.
Aren't you not supposed to say your
Oh, you're right. I wouldn't be doing that.
Wait, what?
We're in the dragon army. We're not.
Helm would not be the best god.
This guy would know what not I'm doing anyway.
You should make some Tiamat literature. Mm.
Tiamat literature.
So, what do you do?
Should I bring anyone else?
No.
Bring Audemon.
No.
Definitely not that guy.
No, not him.
Please, no.
I'll go. Oh, God.
I'll go. He's friends with Blagathis now. Okay. They hit it off pretty good.
They did. They did. So you...
And I'm not afraid of death.
All right.
Because of Helm. So you go up
I'll be with you soon, Helm.
Blagathis is like...
That's yeah, how I cry.
I got a real good, you know, vibe from both of us. I really felt like we connected on a deep level.
Mm-hmm. He's gonna try to fuck you.
He's totally gonna try and fuck you.
Oh, God.
But you know, I'm normally I don't have these kind of feelings towards the small folk. But what do you think? You know, we hang out sometime.
Oh my God, he's trying to fuck you.
He is trying to fuck you.
Oh my God. yeah, we can hang out.
All right, cool. Anyway, like
you should have brought Automan.
What do you think about my castle?
Very roomy.
Dixie does not like this. She's like, I've met this guy, and he's the worst.
Find your friends and leave the castle.
Oh God. Yeah, so, you know, I was trying, that vampire thing that you mentioned was pretty cool.
Yeah, did it work?
I don't know yet. I got Bob's friend, Bob, to go.
Bob's friend Bob?
Are they all Bob?
That's the only name that is pronounceable in common, so they are all Bob.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Okay. That's fair. Yeah. That's cool.
Now we know.
Now
I know.
All stone giants are named Bob. So, what do you like to do for fun?
is it sex?
I didn't see this coming this way.
I don't really do fun.
No?
Adventure.
Well, you need to take care of yourself, priest. Buddy. And he reaches out and caresses your cheek a little bit. you're too good of a person to not to not take care of yourself.
I don't know.
This is for making me do that fuck scene with.
That was years ago.
I know. It took that long for you to figure something out.
The fuck scene.
That's still one of my
things. I think I know where this is going.
what do you mean?
But I have a chastity thing with my god. I can't. I'm not literally
god?
Not allowed.
Who's your god?
Who did I say it was before? Would it?
It was someone from the Nine Hells.
Yeah, I forget which one it is.
Jimmy.
Whatever the previous one I said was.
Whatever I said before.
Yeah,
they said I can't do anything anymore if I want to keep my powers.
Goddamn gnats. That's unfortunate. Well, you know, I don't think we were going to do anything anyway. I thought it would be more of a, just a romantic, platonic relationship.
Keep it above the clothes.
Keep it above the clothes, maybe a little dry humping.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I can't do that.
Nice. All right, maybe not. You know, how about just some
all over again?
How about just some over the clothes stuff? You know,
I gotta go to sleep now.
all right. Well, how about we just hang out then? Can we just hang out?
Yeah, we can hang out for a little.
All right, cool.
He's
cool.
Gonna fuck you.
No, he's not. You're not here.
He'll explode. he's a cloud giant.
You're not real.
So he you can tell that he is. His defenses are pretty low right now, so pretty much any information you want to get out of him, you can get out of him.
What do we want to know?
I don't know. I haven't thought that far.
Fuck.
I'm just trying to get out of having sex with him.
It's understandable.
Glenn's like, this is not the way
he doesn't seem like a gentle lover.
No, like, there's no way he could be.
No.
He's too big.
He's like 25 feet tall.
He's going to tear your butthole.
I mean, really, we're here to just take down the dragon army, right?
Yes. That's the main goal.
But we don't really even have a plan yet for how to attack them.
No.
Maybe having sex with this guy.
I cannot have
give
sex.
Give me some clarity.
No, I cannot.
I don't see how you could. The mechanics are wrong.
Yeah, that's true. He would be having sex with you.
No. That would also be problematic because I'm pretty sure he would explode. Not like that.
maybe he's a receiver.
It's like that joke, you know. A chicken will die if you fuck it. All the chickens I've fucked have died.
Yeah.
That's a good joke.
What?
It's a good joke.
We probably want to find... who's left? Abro Joe.
Resmir.
And Resmir.
Hey, I'm a bridge.
What do you know?
And
Rathmodar.
Rathmodar. Yeah.
Rathmodar.
Yeah, those are the big guys.
And we know Resmir is here, right?
Resmir is here, yeah.
Have we seen the other ones? I don't think we saw the other ones.
You haven't seen Rathmodar or Averojo.
But we assume they're probably in the castle.
They're in the castle, yeah, somewhere.
Because this is like their main...
You can verify it. You can ask.
Yeah.
Blacticus.
Have you talked to Rathmodar or the other wizard, Joe?
Rathmodar?
Yeah, Rathmodar.
Abara? yeah, I mean, we're all wizards, so we have like some debates, but
we have wizard meeting once a week.
We do. We have like our
it's a guild meeting.
It's not really, you know, we're not on the same scrum team, but
we get together. It's a scrum of scrums.
He says, yeah, we debate. They're not the worst, but they're very arrogant. They're just.
I hate those kind of wizards.
You're just making them love
you. It's like, know what you know, right?
Yeah. See, you get me. You get it?
Oh, man, he's falling in love now.
You're going to break this poor guy's heart. He says,
is his name even? What's the giant's name again?
Blacktheth.
How did I forget that?
Now it actually is Blacktheth.
oh my god.
Maybe he swings both ways, we don't know.
He could, yeah, we don't know.
Still Blag the Fag.
Yeah, that's true. once you go that way.
Yeah, never coming back.
It only takes one penis.
There's no such thing as bi, just bye-bye to straight.
Got him.
He says, yeah, I mean, I'm, you know, I'm a wizard as well, but I try and, I know that I don't know things. Let me put it that way. Mm-hmm. And they're not like that. Yeah. They're very, very arrogant.
Yeah. Do they all hang out together? I guess not. They're probably too.
Resmir kind of keeps to herself, mm-hmm. but Rathmodar and Averojo. I hate that name. I hate all the names in this game so much.
Averojo.
Wait, you just come up with these names?
No.
Wow.
None of these names, I would not come up with these names.
Averojo.
Blacticus is the worst.
Blacticus is my least favorite.
Yes.
But Averojo is up there.
What was the one, the frog, there's that frog guy? He had a horrible name.
Oh, shit, yeah, it was like Splooge. Yeah, that's right. Spattergoo.
Spattergoo.
That name in and of itself is hilarious, but I would not have named a serious character that. What's it? Farblex Spattergill.
Yes.
Perfect.
So he says, okay, well, you know, they're around. Like I said, Resmir keeps to herself mainly. I don't really talk to her that much. But
what did she want us to sorry to keep interrupting.
Sure.
What did she, didn't she give us a task? Because we're in her army.
Not yet.
Not
she
yet.
Said, yeah, she basically said that she made Zod kill that
hooker. Oh, yeah.
No, she was just a little silly.
Which we only saw the aftermath
of. You only saw the aftermath, which yeah. You didn't see him, like, using her slit neck as a, hey, how you doing?
A fuckhole.
No, oh my god.
Oh, sorry.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, no, my bad.
Yeah, I would've.
Oh, we're on the same page, people.
Oh, my bad.
So... Yeah, she hasn't given you any, but you are basically, she said you're in the upper echelon, and you're, because you totally trounced that one dude. So he's like, Blacticus says, what you could do for me, though, is since you kind of made me a little bit paranoid now, you can find out what they're planning to do once they have successfully raised Tiamat, because... That might be bad for me. Might not be the best.
That's fair. Who's the main person? Is it Resmir? Yeah, she's the ringleader, right?
Resmir is well, the real ringleader is Faldoresh.
Oh, that's right.
He's the top.
Has he? Faldoresh isn't here, right?
No. Yeah. Faldoresh, I've only seen once or twice.
Alderdash,
yeah. He is.
Let me dash your boulders.
He mainly stays in the keep, the Tiamat's keep. It's pretty hidden. We don't know where it is.
Mm. Yeah, we can see what they're up, what the plans are. I think we're in with them now.
Cool.
So
I'll let you know how the stone giant thing works out. But you know, why don't you go get some
you
sleep?
You should probably dissuade him from doing that.
Nah, it's fine. See how it goes. Might help. It's chaos.
Okay.
I don't know why I'm speaking out of character with my voice.
As long as he's not having sex with me.
Yeah. Do you know anything about devils?
What about them?
I think one of our guys is in a bind with one of them.
Mm.
Excuse me?
What, it's the tiefling, right? Because I got some energy.
Oh, obviously. It's the tiefling.
No, he says that
there's
I got
two tieflings.
I got
sure there are two.
I think the one's just with a devil, but
you mean the one with the big Asmodeus thing on
there? Yeah, that's just her jam.
Yeah, I kind of figured she was evil.
She's a bit of a bitch.
Wow. Okay.
But you don't like her.
No, I know.
The tiefling, I was definitely getting some conflicting.
Conflicting, yeah.
Yeah, feelings.
He used to be cool. He drank a lot. Now he doesn't anymore.
He seems sad all the time.
He was not cool. He was a severe liability.
I can.
I was.
I'm a pretty high level wizard. I can try and do some stuff for you because you know I we're cool, right?
Yeah. We don't know many wizards.
Okay. I'll.
I'm the most powerful one of the group.
Let me see if I can.
I'm an arcane trickster, so.
I
laugh at that.
You were almost killed with a guy with a sword.
A big sword.
Yeah, dangerous.
I could be mage hand.
Pretty sure he has legendary powers.
I can start to talk. Look into the ethereal plane.
Yeah. Because you know, I think he's constrained. I think our ability to fight is limited when he's not. Plastered. Okay. He seems to be better.
He does seem to be better when he's plastered.
That's true.
Okay. Yeah. I'll take.
I mean, maybe we can unconstrain him, but not make him drink quite as much.
Yeah.
You're gonna need.
You know,
all or nothing, baby.
You're gonna need to do me a favor, though, in order for me to do this.
Spread him.
I'm gonna have to fuck you now.
I think if I'm unconscious, maybe.
You will be after. I'm gonna need.
I sound like a wife.
A beautiful one.
I'm gonna need some of his
that agreeable.
Essence, if you will. Not his semen.
I know
that's why you're looking. That's why you looked at me like that.
What?
It's manus.
How am I supposed to get that?
No, I just need like blood or tissue or hair or
wait, tissue? Like a used tissue?
No, he needs flesh.
Jesus Christ.
You got a little cold there?
Are you looking for DNA?
It's just the
power.
Just something that I can connect.
Woodwork.
What's that?
Come woodwork.
Come woodwork. But I don't want
shit
that.
Work?
Shit probably would work. I don't. I prefer it would
shit
be.
Shit in this car.
I prefer not dealing with shit.
Could you do hair, maybe?
Yeah, I guess hair could
hair,
be
hair or blood, either one. Those are probably your best option. Tissue would be the best, but I don't know how you're going to get.
Am I aware that you guys are trying to help me, or is this like.
No.
Okay.
You have no clue.
This is just Glenn being.
I mean, you know we're suspicious.
Yeah. I mean, you guys have been asking a lot of questions.
Why are you so down, bud?
No reason.
Why are you not drinking anymore? Your barrels are pretty full.
That's like real life. If one of your friends stopped drinking, you'd be like, hey, are you buddy, okay?
Are you going to kill yourself?
That bottle of Jack has been there for a while.
I don't like how clear you are. You're a lot less fun.
You say hi to me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's just if you can get that to me. You know, as soon as possible, I can start looking at the at tethers.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, love you. I mean, I'll talk to you later.
Talk to you. Bye.
Bye. Love you.
Have a good night.
Love you.
That reminded me of the.
Now he knows how Helm feels.
Can you go back to your room?
Yeah, he's like, oh my god.
Of course, he's just going to tell Helm about it.
Yeah. I got to tell you about this annoying guy.
So everyone now is awake. It's morning. There's not really a
Oh, no, yeah. I was like, I went to check on you. You weren't in your room.
By the way, you doing that love you thing reminded me of that one time we were going to the bar and he was completely plastered. Like, we had to kind of carry him to the bar because like he couldn't walk. So we're like walking to the bar and some other dude's walking to the bar and he sees the guy and he's just like, "Hey, man, you going to the bar?" The guy's like, "Yeah," and he's like, "Oh, cool. Maybe we can make out later." The guy's like, "What?" He's like, "Maybe we can hang out later." The guy's just like, scurrying.
Wait, what bar served him while you guys were carrying?
It was a ship bar. Yeah, it was Reed's. Right? He lived down the street, so we just walked to it.
Anywhere USA.
It was being good friends, they helped prop me to get inside, and then they bought me a drink.
Yeah, so I could sit at the bar and drink. We sat him on a stool, and we gave him a new drink.
Hey, yo, buddy.
You're dangerously drunk.
Well, they shouldn't have even let him in the building. He could not stand.
That's your blood alcohol content is 50%.
And yet, I still nailed that joke.
Yeah, well, it was pretty perfect. I was dying. I was dying.
It just gave me the ability to make that sort of joke to a complete stranger with no fear that he would just punch me.
Yeah. In like the pitch black because there's like no street lights. We're just like walking on the side of the road.
I've noticed that's your like MO. When you're drunk, you have no fear of any repercussions.
I have because I've never had a repercussion.
That's true. It's like he's got a shield around
him. You're like magically drunk. Like you're like some kind of leprechaun.
Pretty much.
It is a superpower.
He's walking past cops with a drink.
Oh, that was the best. He just like walked out of a concert at the Wells Fargo holding a full drink. Just walked out and like there's cops walking by and he's like da 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 and he's like not being quiet. No.
And then we're in the fucking... We're going back to Chickies and Pete's, because that's where... Anywhere USA. And there's this...
Yeah, the Wells Fargo really hurt,
too. Luckily, it's not named that anymore, no, since you're found out where it is.
You don't know where it is.
People don't have
it. I didn't know Google. They changed the name.
I know, it's
annoying. Yeah, it's the Xfinity Fag Center now.
Is that where they're making them? I'm so sorry, my gay friends.
You have gay friends?
Yeah.
Really?
Gay.
Yes.
I don't think that's true.
Yeah, they're his lovers.
Friends.
Start friends.
They're butt friends. Yeah.
They also don't start the gay.
Straight, huh? We'll see.
we'll fix that.
That's fun.
Oh, your wife?
Your
can you stop quoting that?
Yeah, I don't like the way you're saying it.
So we're in the bus back to Chickies and Pete's, and there's this dude and his son who went to the Iron Maiden concert. And Bruce is just going to the kids... To like kid's ear, he's like,
"What the
fuck?" Oh yeah,
Big Bean licked his finger and is doing the wet willy gesture. Yes, there you go.
Yeah, so he's like pointing it to his ear, like he's doing, giving him a wet willy, and I'm like,
"Goddamn liability!"
Yeah, it was.
Didn't I spike the drink before we get on the bus?
No, that was after. That was at your car.
Oh, yeah, we got back to Chickie and Pete's.
Oh, that's right, because I brought the drink.
Yeah, we got back to Chickie and Pete's. He still has the drink from the concert, like the full drink from the concert, and we're standing there talking. I'm like, "I guess we should go, huh?" And he's like, "Okay." And he just, like, football spikes the drink. And there was a trash can right behind him. And he's like, "Football spikes." And he's like, "All right, let's go."
Oh, man.
That was the best.
It was definitely an interesting concert. Because you drank so many of those.
Gross because they're so sweet.
The margaritaritas.
Yeah. The margaritaritas, yeah.
It was the best value for alcohol per dollar.
Because it was like $9, but you got like the pounder can.
And so it was like 10%.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was really, yeah.
And you drank like three.
And then the sugar gets you all fucked up. You're like,
ah! Yeah, it's a hell of a hangover, too.
Yeah. Oh, man, they're awful, yeah.
Yeah.
We love everybody except Muslims.
That was the best. Yeah, we're in a concert and Iron Maiden's like doing the speech. We're like, "Everybody's welcome at an Iron Maiden concert. You know, we love everybody and everybody's welcome." And he's like, "Except Muslims." And like a couple people around are just like, "Woo!"
It's an Iron Maiden concert. Hey, come on,
you're the best. Except Muslims.
In anywhere you say.
But he yelled it. Again, with the, like, no repercussions.
None. Zero.
Like, this might be a bad idea. So good.
So, okay. We're back. We're back. So, there's no like formal breakfast or anything like that.
Well, hold on. As everyone's waking up, mm-hmm. Glenn goes, I think we should spiffy ourselves up since we're the upper echelon. Okay. Everyone's looking a little scraggly.
Right. Let me comb your hair.
Not you. You're fine. Well, you're fine. You can groom yourself. I'll get the guys though. Come here, Weeblo.
He takes out a pocket comb.
He's trimming his beard a little bit, and Weeblo's like, "Try it." Like, what the fuck are you doing? He's like,
just let me fucking do it.
Shut up. You're looking good. Come here. Come here, Zod. You gotta cut your hair. You're looking scraggly. What has it been a while?
I feel horrible. I woke up and I'm clear and not hungover.
He's quickly cutting his hair. Yeah. Then he's like, let me eat lunch! And he runs. Glenn, he doesn't even.
There we go! Otomon's like, where's my fucking
this way you could have handled it.
He's not a sneaky person.
No, no, no.
Glenn, you forgot my haircut.
You didn't even get everybody.
You're wearing. Where he's like, you're wearing a mask of disguise.
No, just still, I could.
Actually, he's not. It would be. I think it's Weeblo that's wearing the mask.
Yeah, because
yes,
the dwarf.
Drow aren't real welcome either. No, you're dwarf. He's still Steve Pokemon. Because remember the whole thing where. We don't normally let dwarves in.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Since
okay.
Since you destroyed that one guy.
So he is wearing the Steve Pokemon.
Because they don't like drow at all.
You're wearing Mask of the Disguise, you're fine.
I could still use a trimming on my real hair.
No, you're good. Anyway, I gotta go.
So he quickly runs and knocks him.
I got the...
Who is it?
Glenn! It's the same fucking voice.
It's me. He's got his shirt off.
Oh, wow.
You got me. You caught me while I was getting dressed.
I just did a whole bunch of push-ups. I like to stay strong.
What's up?
I got his hair.
Oh, good. Give me that.
Here you go. All
right.
I got to get back because they're. I think I covered my tracks pretty well, but I want them to be suspicious.
They're all sitting there like, the fuck was this?
Weeblo does not look any better.
We're super suspicious right now.
Weeblo's still confused.
It's almost better that everybody's confused.
Yeah, because they're just like, that. Like he's such a fucking weirdo. So it was on brand.
Vanta just doesn't give a shit. Yeah. She's like,
Val. Why'd I call you Val? Vanta.
Val.
Val was another character. In RTO FM.
Oh, that's what. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of V names.
Died, and then we had to sit and listen, and then he was all upset. Cliff
gets real mad when his character's not. He can't take it.
He's not happy about it.
He's not like Jack Poison, who just rolls another one and moves on.
He's like, that was fucked up! Why did you make that so hard? I'm like, because there were other options.
He chose the hard option.
He chose the worst option possible.
That'll do it.
It did it. Yeah, but you... She was a barbarian. Her name was Barb.
Oh, Barb the Barbarian. Barbarian.
Her name was Barb Barbarian.
Oh my god.
The Barbarian.
It was nice.
And she didn't take care of her children.
She didn't take care of her kids.
Yeah, she's a real piece of shit.
But she died. And then now she's a young girl in her 20s. Young girl in her 20s.
Nice.
Half work.
Upgrade.
Yeah.
Half of work?
20s, baby.
Hey, whatever.
You've seen the pictures. Half orc men are horrible looking. Half orc women just look.
Those green. Titties ain't half orc.
I was gonna say, sounds like you're talking about something.
Jesus Christ! Did anyway,
you ever see the retarded.
There's tits ain't retarded.
I don't. So awful.
The model with Down syndrome.
Jesus Christ! I don't think that was real.
No, it was like AI. It was, or yeah, something.
That
yeah.
was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, I jerked off to AI.
I know, I kind of like thinking that there was out there.
New fetish unlocked.
No, it's not a fetish. It's just it was interesting.
You're rooting for her.
Like yeah. I was. It really brought her. Like a new definition to Butterface. Yeah, you know.
Oh my god! You can't say that.
Butterface.
What is wrong with this group?
She's not retarded if I put a bag over her head.
I'll have to hear that voice with my dick in her mouth.
I'm trying to trying to figure out when we're going to start talking about Bone Tomahawk.
Oh, Bone Tomahawk.
Yeah, why?
I forgot about that. That'll be
our after lunch discussion.
Yeah, Bone Tomahawk will come after lunch because we have to eat before that.
We'll talk about it while we eat.
All right, we're at. Go ahead, continue your scene that you were going to do.
I don't even remember
what we were talking. Going down to breakfast.
Yeah, going down to breakfast. So, Resmir's there. You see
Hi, Resmir!
Is it like a continental breakfast?
She's there. You're not near her yet.
He knows.
Man. He yells across the hall. Hey,
we're here! Breakfast!
Hi.
She starts eating faster. Like,
do you have overnight oats?
Are they steel cut?
Those are the only kind of oats in this world.
No extra flavor, please.
Plain oatmeal for me. Jesus Christ. And she's talking to two obvious wizards.
They have the big pointy hat.
Just yeah. They're in. They have staves and they're in. One's wearing all red and one's wearing black and red.
There's like moons and stars all over there. So,
like, yeah. You know that you
would look like Fantasia. Those are the wizards.
If you would go, even if you were in this world and you saw them, you go, they're fucking wizards.
They're like, did they get that costume at Spirit Halloween?
Yes.
It's really good, though.
Yeah. They have Spirit of Halloween's everywhere.
Yeah. So, they're, you know, she's talking to them, and you say, hi, and she kind of waves, and then she's like...
No, they're
waving. Oh, she's waving us over.
Yeah.
She,
what's up?
She says, so,
good morning!
good morning. She says, this is Rath Modar and Aburjo. What do you know?
Hi, guys!
They don't even respond.
I heard a lot about your great wizards.
Mm-hmm. Did he just go over or did we all go over?
You all went over. Yeah.
Nice.
I did the talking, though.
Sweet. I have the most charisma.
I think everyone likes me the most.
For some reason, yes. In this particular instance.
I like your red robes.
I have the most charisma, but I'm all depressed and not drunk.
That's pretty standard for, you know, the red wizards to have. These robes, these vestments.
So it is a red wizard.
Does anyone know? Would we know what the red wizards are?
I think, you know, roll a history check.
Are they the wizards that think like everybody should have the same amount of magic?
Whoever wants to.
Glenn has a +6 on history.
There you go.
I know everything.
I know all. I have a +8.
Do you want to roll?
Yeah, I do. Oh.
I rolled a 5.
I rolled a 1.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Plus 5 on religion.
Well, it's basically the same. 11.
You know that they're a cult of wizards. That's about it.
Okay, we don't know the full.
But you know that they're not good.
Yeah.
They're not good wizards. Which is,
I think they're bad guys.
Which is pretty obvious anyway.
Instead of a flipping castle filled with the Draken army, he's like, that one might be bad.
Yeah. Guys,
so
watch out for that guy.
Because she can obviously see they're annoyed. She says, these are the new new recruits into the upper echelon. And they're like, oh, you're the one that killed killed the big guy.
Was that he's pointing at Weeblow? Yeah.
Wow, that was pretty impressive. He was my friend.
Oh no! Oh shit!
But I understand.
Maybe we can be friends.
Hmm.
Oh well, I
you have a spot open.
I don't like dwarves that much.
I get it.
I don't like the small folk, like halflings, dwarves. You know, the
if it don't
the
races have, that shouldn't if it don't have been, height, it ain't right.
Yeah, the races that shouldn't have been. You know what I'm saying?
They're not like
you
drow,
get me, right?
Yes.
Waiting for a word to say.
Weeblow's like, who's talking to him? Is it Aburjo
or Rath Modar?
Rath Modar. Yeah. Yep.
Because
is he full red?
Yeah, he's
the one with red robes or
he's
red?
The one with full red. Yeah, and he's basically like you know when the gods created the people. It
Uh-oh.
Was elves, humans, and
the drow.
No, just the drow are also They should a race that shouldn't have existed.
I can agree with you there.
Hey, your friend Steve Pokemon looks angry.
Tieflings were are okay because they were a an aberration from humans. They're not technically a race unto themselves. But yeah, the dwarves and hobbits and halflings, those that and drow, those were never meant to exist. So again, nothing against you personally.
I don't know. I mean,
so what's up anyway? It cuts off.
he's like proselytizing his like Nazi.
Yeah. How about you shut the fuck up and we talk about something else then?
We both like, we'll get him later.
I wanna get him now.
But he's like, you know, I mean, it's still better than drow, right? Am I right?
I don't know. They're pretty good.
Anyway, what do you want us to do? We got nothing. We're just hanging around.
Oh, that's not.
I mean, you're talking about a people that can make people into like spider creatures. You know what I mean? Like, that's pretty impressive
for a people. Are you really doing that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Go. yeah, but that's Lolth, right? Like, and
right. She, I mean, they have a god. So
yeah, but she's kind of a castaway god. She's not that strong.
Pretty powerful.
In the pantheon, though, come on.
I mean, in the pantheon, she's not that great. I just look at Glenn and I'm just like,
there's a few that are really great. That's all I'm saying.
He looks at
you're the worst in disguises.
He looks at Vanta and sees Asmodeus. He's like, nah, Asmodeus, there's a god. There's someone that you should respect. Lolth, not so much.